Proclamation number 6796 dated the April 1st, 1957. Whoever remains in love. Single quote strange gods. Whatever causes you to form a bond with me is a blessing for you humans, because the goal of your earthly life is to revoke your separation from me which you once voluntarily endeavored towards yourselves, thus uniting with me again of your own free will. And whatever helps you to do so is there for good. Hence the will to reach me is decisive for achieving your goal on earth, and this determination also includes that you live a way of life that is pleasing to me, for being of sincere will you will never want to sadden me again, you will never delight in sin if your will and your love are intended for me. But the connection with me can only be achieved by practicing love, because where love exists I am present myself. Whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. Single quote, without love there can be no bond with me, no matter how loudly and eagerly the mouth would like to affirm its will for me. Only love is the evidence of this, for love and I are the same, and acknowledging me and fulfilling my will is the same as working with love. You humans should know that no one can and will approach me if he lives without love. Only love connects us, and love demonstrates the rejection of my adversary and return to me. With your fall into the abyss you turned away from me and rejected my love, thus you also became completely heartless. Your change of rule on earth therefore has to consist of your desire to be illuminated by me again and of igniting love in yourselves again which will unite you with me once more. The more sincere your determination, the more you will think of me, of your God and Creator of eternity, who wants to be recognized and loved by you as a father. And soon your thoughts will be engrossed in me, for then I will not leave you again, I will not release you anymore, I will constantly court your love because love is the most solid bond between us which cannot be undone again by any hostile power. I want to earn all your love, you shall not have any other gods beside me, you should not strive for anything else with the same love, for whatever you endeavor or love in your innermost being that is your God, irrespective of whether it concerns honor and fame, earthly possessions or even the people you love. You must not value anything more than me. I want to be to you the highest and most desirable being in heaven and on earth. I want your whole heart, and as long as you still share it, the bond with me is not yet established, for whatever fills your heart stands between me and you. Every person's will is free, he can turn wherever he wants, but the goal on earth will only have been accomplished when he turns to me. But there is great danger in the fact that the human being considers many things desirable and that my adversary places everything before his eyes to prevent him from forming this heartfelt bond with me, and that he also brings additional gods close to the person just to divert his thoughts from me, for they're all strange gods permeating a person's thoughts if I myself am not the essence of his innermost thoughts. Therefore you humans should seriously scrutinize who or what moves you most, you should ask yourselves whether you are as close to me as a child is to its father, whether the connection with me is your first and only goal, and you should push everything from your thoughts which stands between me and you, you should give me first place in your heart and make no concessions whatsoever. For your return to me can only take place through the unification with me, and you have to seek and find this of your own free will, because no one else can establish it on your behalf. Amen.